Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show tonight. All of you in the chat room, switchboard, and in the archives, and on your iPads and iPhones, I want to welcome you and hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. We got Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas, and I just hope that all of you are being safe and healthy, and I know Mama Joyce is praying for all you guys, and we just are in perilous times right now, but we have a God that is in control, and keep our focus on Him for sure. I have some announcements I'd like to make tonight, and then we'll get on with the show. We're going to be promoting the Brotherhood of Mankind and thankfulness and gratitude. And if you'd like to call in and share what you're thankful for and what God has done in your life, love to have you. And also, we're going to be promoting a couple of people that I really, really, really pray for and are supportive of, and that's Heavenly Deposit, the movie, which Rick Irvin and George Vincent are producing and directing, and it's really a fantastic Christian movie, and it's going to be coming out hopefully the beginning of next year. And also, I'm going to be promoting HopeMill.com, where they help the homeless with all kinds of bags and of toiletries and that type of thing. And, of course, C&J Craft with Julia and Chris in Portland, Oregon. So we've got a wonderful promotion on these wonderful people that Mama Joyce believes in and stands behind, that's for sure. So I'd like to first start out by asking you to please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out. Tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Then we have Chaplain Steve. He is a very dear friend of mine, and he happens to be living in San Diego, and he belongs to a chapter called www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. He is a chaplain, and he's got a master's degree in theology. And he can be contacted at 1-800-539-6143, or you could visit him at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. What he does is he can really help you through a crisis or something challenging that you're dealing with. He's very good at that. He's very anointed and a very wonderful man of God. Also, I wanted to let you know that the gentleman who does the intro to my show is Matt, and he does voiceovers, and he's got a wonderful website that you could check out what he does, and maybe you'd like to enlist his services. It's mattspeaking.com. Then Mama Joyce loves our military and our veterans. And there's a couple of places I really support. That's the WoundedWarriorProject.org and NewDirectionsInc.org or NDVets.org. They are wonderful in helping our veterans when they come home. And we also need to keep our military, firefighters, EMS, people, all our first responders in prayer because they need our loving support. And if you are in a position to maybe step up to the plate and maybe, you know, help them get supplies and gear that they need to keep us safe, because sometimes they lack in the funds department. So there are people in the United States who do have revenue that can step up to the plate and do that. I encourage you to do that, as well as No Kid Hungry, ShareOurStrength.org. No kid should be hungry. No vet should be hungry. So let's step up to the plate, folks, especially around Thanksgiving time and Christmas. You know, there's a lot of people that feel alone during this time. They've lost loved ones, or basically they are alone, and we want to be mindful of them and love them, make time for them. You know, we get so busy with work and deadlines and all kinds of outside influences. We're concerned about what's going on in our world. But see, that's why we need God so much in our life, because He is in control. He does exist. He cares about us and loves us and desires a relationship with us. He wants us to get into the Word and pray and be mindful of that, because no matter what happens in our world, we need to keep our focus on God and His promises. So I'm hoping that you will do that. Also, like I said, I would like to promote HopeMill.com. They help our precious homeless. You could do fundraisers for them as well. And they can actually, they were formed out of a commitment to help those who find themselves homeless. That happens. They provide food and basic necessities along with a message of hope and an affirmation that people who care. So they begin by filling backpacks and essential care items, distributing them to homeless persons on the streets in Southern California. In addition to street distributions, our volunteers carefully put together backpacks for men, women, and children and deliver them to local missions and shelters where they're distributed to those in need as well. So Hope Mill is a 501c3 nonprofit volunteer corporation, and your tax deductible donation, they're tax deductible. So please, folks, go to hopemill.com and check out what they do and become involved. You can volunteer. It doesn't always have to cost money, but you could do a fundraiser with soaps or toiletries or socks, something like that, and collect those and then donate them to them so they could put them into the hands of those in need. In fact, HopeMill.com went ahead and donated 200 courtesy bags to Mama Joyce and my church, and we've been distributing them in the community to the homeless, and they've been a real blessing. Also, I wanted to explain to you about a wonderful place that that I promote. It's C and J Craft. It's collaborations, actually. It's C and J Craft. It's a business and a labor of love created by Julia and Chris, and it's a way to facilitate collaborations with people, brands, companies that they believe in, that are American made. So please, you know, let's go all the way we need to. Let's go the full gamut and support these precious ones that are helping others. It's very, very important. You know, we don't want to just put behind us and close our minds to what's going on in the world, because we have to make a difference. We need to step up to the plate, folks. We need to make time for these precious ones who are hurting. I want to welcome also Chaplain Steve to the switchboard here. I see that you're on there. God bless you. And Mama Joyce having a little throat difficulty, I guess, with this, all these crazy weather changes. So please bear with me, folks, as far as that goes. I don't mean to sound a little raspy there, but I'm having a little difficulty with speaking because of the challenges I have with the throat thing going on, but that's okay. We'll get through this. But basically what I wanted to share with you is that I hope that you will support the people that Mama Joyce really believes in, because these are people that sometimes they slip through the cracks, you know, and it's important that you make yourself available to these people. You know, don't let them slip, you know, by you, or, you know, I'm telling you, it's sad. It's a sad state of affairs, especially during the holidays, when you have people that are hurting, and people just pass them by, or they you know, have the stigma. Oh, they're poor, homeless, and they're out of their minds, or they deserve to be that way, or chose to be that way, and it's not true. It's not true. You don't know the story behind what's going on. I also ask you, though, if you're going to help the homeless, that you use wisdom, because I don't want you going out there, and if somebody's cussing and spitting and flailing their arms, they're not approachable, but you certainly can pray for them. Also, I wanted to give the correct address for email and website for craftcollaborations.com. Again, that's craftcollaborations.com, and that's Chris and Julia. They have launch day deals with all kinds of American-made products, and I, you know, wanted to mention that, and please support them as well. And having said that, once again, I want to thank all of you for coming to the show tonight. You know, there is so much going on in people's lives that you don't even know. If you go on social media, you go to Facebook especially, you see all the prayer requests for people who are sick and unhealthy and, you know, or financially strapped or going hungry. All kinds of things are happening. So what we want to do is the people who have, help the people who don't have. That's really important. And so what I'm hoping is that when you listen to my show, you'll feel inspired and encouraged to get out there and make a difference in our world. Like I said, it doesn't take much to become involved in helping someone and making them feel better, making them feel whole and complete and cared for and cared about. We really need to do that. So what I'd like to do tonight is first tell you of a friend of mine that is very, very sick, and he's in ICU. His name is Steve Sanders. And actually, he needs our prayers, you know, and you could certainly call in to the show if you need prayers as well. I'd be glad to pray for you, with you, because I'll tell you something, folks, there's power in prayer, that's for sure, and Mama Joyce knows that. I'm become a prayer warrior and very grateful and humbly grateful to be able to pray for people and watch God move. It's a beautiful thing. Now, Steve Sanders needs our prayers. He's very ill, like I said. Marianne Ballum is recovering from heart surgery. We lift her up in prayer today, too. So towards the end of the show, I'm going to be saying prayers for everybody. And, of course, our first responders, veterans, military, and EMS, and firefighters, all of them there, you know, who serve our country, keep us safe. I'm going to play this song for you now. This is Steve Sanders' wife, actually, played it on her Facebook page, and it's Chris Medina, and she loves him very much and wanted to take care of him. So if you remember the story about Chris where he and his girlfriend, they worked at Starbucks, and she got in a car accident, and he married her anyway and is taking care of her. Just a beautiful story. But here's a word, a song to inspire you. It's called What Are Words by Chris Medina.
time you whisper my name, you'll see how every single promise I'll keep. 'Cause what kind of guy would I be if I was to leave when you need me most? What a waste if you really don't mean them when you say that.
Beautiful, and that's from Steve's wife. God bless you, Steve, and we just do a little shout out that you're feeling good and improving and that you'll get better real soon. You know, this is a show of thankfulness, gratitude, and you know, I want people to know that it's very, very important to wake up with a good attitude. You know, I know people go through a lot of stuff. They have their own challenges, especially this time of year. It's cold, getting cold. It's snowy in the back east already in the Midwest. And people are having trouble paying their utility bills and keeping food on the table and that type of thing. And look, it's, you know, Mama Joyce has been through a lot. I've been through homelessness myself and wondering how I'm going to pay my next bill and all different kinds of things that I've been challenged with. But I've learned, because I have a relationship with God, I have learned to be grateful for the things that I do have. When we were homeless, I was grateful for the car that we had that we could stay in, and that we were able to help other people in need. It was during the earthquake in 94. I was collecting bakery and food and things of that nature, because I've done that for 35 years now. And putting it into the hands of those in need and the other people who were challenged from the earthquake, who lost their places of residence as well. So I still found some kind of spark of light to help other people, and I'm passionate about that. I'm very grateful to you know, be in a position to do that. You could find something to do even out of your own challenge or your own struggle, you could still find something to do within yourself to help somebody else. You know, so keep that in mind. And when you do that, you get blessed for that because you're helping somebody from out of your own need. I know Chris and Julia are on the switchboard, and they maybe didn't plan on talking tonight, but I do want to promote them as well. And also George is to call in tonight, hopefully, about Heavenly Deposit, the movie, to give you some updates on what's happening there. So if you're listening, Chris and Julia, I'm going to bring you on, and maybe you could give us a little update of what's happening with your wonderful, wonderful entrepreneur business here with C&J Crafts. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Mama Joyce.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I got a little throat thing going on, but I'll be better. I know how to take care of that. I've got a little homemade remedy with apple cider vinegar, salt, and a little warm water gargle.
Very nice.
Yeah, all natural. Well, Chris and Julia, we have you on here. You want to give us an update on what's going on?
Sure, we'd love to.
Okay.
Julia, you want to take the lead?
Yeah. We have, right now we're working on holiday baskets for the holidays, sweet and savory baskets. We've brought on quite a few partners now. I think since we last spoke, I would say about 15 partners.
It's been a wild first couple of weeks.
We're working on all of our press coverage and, bring on new collaborations for the holidays. So it's really been...
No, it's been fantastic. You know, it's been sort of the outpouring of love that we've been shown. It's just awesome. It's awesome to see. Everybody's so supportive. Everybody's so friendly, so open to working with us, so open to what we're doing that it's honestly pretty humbling, pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
No, we're very fortunate to be in the place that we are.
Oh, that's fantastic. And for those who haven't listened to my show before and they want to know a little bit about what you do and the link to your website as well, could you want to fill them in?
Yeah, the link to our website, www.craftcollaborations.com. And our company name is C&J Crafts. And we've traveled, across the U.S. from
41 states now.
Wow.
Collecting craftsmen and artisans, from every state. And we like to produce small batch and craft products in the U.S. to kind of promote American craft to the outside world. So anything from food and beverage to health and wellness, different...
It really takes sort of all forms, I guess you could say. You know, we have a lot of very, very, very talented people who, maybe make single varietal olive oils, amazing American olive oils in Oregon, or people who collect some of the best sea salt in the world off the coast of New York, Amagansett. You know, they're fantastic, and really just sort of promoting the amazing product we have here. You know, with the idea that, I think both of us have traveled quite a bit. And, one thing we see is that the U.S. will probably never be able to compete in manufacturing on price. But we shouldn't have to, because we can compete on quality. Because what we make will be the best. It can literally be the best product in the world in any possible thing you can imagine. We can make it as well or better here than they can anywhere else on the planet.
That's so true. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Please after you.
That's one of the main reasons I promote you, is because you guys support American-made products. and you have your heart in it. You know, you really do. And I'm so grateful to, that's one of the many things I'm grateful for is having met you. You guys are awesome, and I love what you do, and I believe in you, and I'm just hoping that people will go to your website. What is the website again? Give them the link.
It's craftcollaborations.com. So craft
right.
with a C, so C-R-A-F-T, collaborations with an S at the end, .com. And, you know, it's amazing. We've been picking up just amazing people left and right from, you know, there's a guy who I think largely does it by himself, and he makes amazing kitchen equipment, aprons and knife kits and knife rolls, and just like incredible seamwork in Portland, Maine. He's one of our latest pickups, Weftin Warp. And he makes it for some of the best restaurants in America, like incredibly high quality. And, you know, I talked to him and he said his biggest problem is that his customers don't come back, not because they're not happy, but because the product never wears out. You know, he sells the product and it lasts forever. And his biggest problem is that I don't really have repeat customers because it pretty much lasts forever. You know, so...
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing for us is just sort of shining a spotlight on that, you know. And like Julia said, we've been to 41 states now, and, you know, we're in talks with people all across the country, and we can, at this point, honestly, barely keep up with just sort of how much great stuff is out there, I guess, for lack of a more eloquent way to put it.
Because there's so much.
Yeah, I mean, there are amazing things happening in, like, every city across America. So it's really been something to see, honestly. It's been amazing to be a part of.
That's fantastic. And like I said, I believe in you guys, and I'm so glad you were able to make it to the show tonight, because I think, truly, you guys are phenomenal when it comes to this entrepreneurship of launching all these wonderful products, you know, that are American made, and there's so many to choose from. And like you said, the Christmas baskets are on there now, and your prices are very reasonable. You know, you could find something. Everybody could find something on there that they can afford. That's what's so wonderful. So I'm just so blessed to have you in my life and on my show and promoting you every week, because I really do believe in you.
And thank you, Mama Joyce.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your support last week as well.
No, honestly.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Yeah.
So what do you plan on doing for Thanksgiving? Are you traveling, or are you going to stay local, or what?
Well, I'll be going
yeah.
to Connecticut to see my family.
She'll be in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in probably D.C. with mine. So we're doing the family thing. And we've got, honestly, in the next week, you know, we've got quite a lot going on. We have right now, now through Black Friday, we're doing free shipping on anything in the store.
Beautiful.
And the response to that has been kind of overwhelming, actually. It's been great.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving, we split for a second, but by Black Friday, we'll be
right back at it. Right back at it.
Packing boxes.
Oh, that's great, great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're able to... Yeah, and I'm glad you're able to have some family time, too, for Thanksgiving. That's great.
No, we're definitely making time for that, but Black Friday, I think, will definitely see us sort of gift wrap in boxes and a living room filled with, like, those little peanuts that you get to wrap things in gently.
right. Oh, that's beautiful. Gosh. Have you been... growing successfully? I know you've got a lot of people on board who are contributing products. It's wonderful. Have you had a good following of people checking it out and purchasing?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's actually been really, it's been amazing to see. You know,
quite a bit of interest from abroad.
Yeah.
It seems.
Yeah. No, it's been
well,
quite a bit of
wonderful.
Interest. Yeah, I mean, that's actually one of the things that we sort of went into this with, I think, was the idea that, you know, in the U.S., I think people have a pretty good idea of what can be done in the U.S. and the quality of work here. But seeing the reception from abroad is fantastic. You know, in our first week, we started shipping our first international orders almost right out of the gate.
Wow.
Which was amazing. The response from the people that we reach out to is amazing. Everybody just seems, honestly, so on board with it, so on board with the story, so on board with sort of the idea of what we're doing. That no, it's it really has been. It's, you know, nothing but good things to say.
Yeah, with several artisans even reaching out to request that they be showcased on our site.
Yeah,
so it's been really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful.
So we launched the Monday before last, and, you know, 2 weeks in, to the point where people are starting to reach out to us and ask if they can be a part of it.
Wow.
You know, our first mailer went out 2 days ago. You know, sort of our first email. And
media coverage as well.
Yeah, media coverage. We, you know, we got something like, you know, I think a normal email gets something like a 10% open rate. You know, 1 in 10 people actually open the email and read it. It's sort of the industry standard, but ours was, as of a couple hours ago, you know, 4 times that. So it's,
wow, that's great.
Yeah,
how exciting for you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, you know, it's,
oh,
it's
honey,
really,
that's,
yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is great. What is that here?
What about you? What are you doing with your Thanksgiving?
Well, this time my son is taking me out to a nice place in Santa Clarita, California, and we're going to enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner there. But I was starting to tell you, Hope Mill donated a bunch of courtesy bags. I've been handing those out, so I'd like to do that during the holidays too. They've got food and water and socks and toiletries and that type of thing. So I'm doing that in my neck of the woods here. So I've been receiving donations of blankets and clothing, too, to put into the hands of those in need. I just wish I could do more. I'm not in a position financially to help people, but I am with the donations from people who believe in the work that I do. And so they've been very gracious. In fact, Drew and Chris, a couple of people, and also Chaplain Steve, they have donated some items that I could put into the hands of people. Chaplain Steve donated some gift cards to McDonald's, and Drew and Chris also donated some shoes and clothing. It was just fantastic. I love to be able to fill up my little car and go to the places that I know where people are in need. And so that's what I'm doing on my neck of the woods.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where are you taking donations?
Yeah. What, honey?
Where are you taking donations?
Well, the people locally bring them to my house, and if people want to donate gift cards or stuff. Now, Chaplain Steve doesn't live locally. He lives in San Diego. So he sends it to my P.O. box. He sends the gift cards there. It's P.O. Box 1145, Sunland, Sunland, California, 91041. And I've also received some hats and scarves, knitted hats and scarves through that P.O. Box. So, you know, I can receive donations that way as well. I also belong, I'm under the coverage of a church, a 501c3 nonprofit. So if anybody needs a tax write-off receipt, you know, let me know, and I could certainly do that as well. Thank you for asking. Very sweet
of
you.
Is listed on your Facebook or on your site?
Yeah, it's on my website, actually. I believe the address is on the website. P.O. Box 1145. It's angelofloveministry.com. And you could certainly do that. But I'm just so proud of you guys. You started off, and like I said, I really believe in you. I know what you're doing is a good thing, and I just love it. I love it. I love you guys. I'd like to meet with you guys someday in person and get together and have a cup of tea or something to enjoy, or a cappuccino, whatever you like. Yeah, I'd enjoy that sometime. Please tell us again what your website is and where they can go to purchase the items and free shipping until Black Friday. Where is that again?
So it's craftcollaborations.com. If they use the code Mama's Choice, we're still offering 20% off anything. And that goes in conjunction to the free shipping, so that's no problem at all. And, we'll go ahead, we'll look into it this evening, but I'm sure there's a way we can go ahead and shift a portion of our proceeds, towards what you're doing. Because honestly...
Bless your heart.
No, we'll be in touch. We'll send you an email later tonight to let you know the details, but, I know that's one thing. So Julie and I are on the East Coast right now, and we've always had sort of our things that we've done around the holidays, but we're so recently here that we don't yet have anybody to work with. And I know...
But definitely several organizations that we've worked with worldwide, globally.
Well, yeah, Julia's been a big supporter of Habitat for Humanity.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And myself, I'm...
Children.
Yeah.
Third world country.
Yeah, exactly. Julia's focus has always been sort of Habitat for Humanity and any charities focused on children, and for myself, I'm an animal lover, so I always try and volunteer at dog shelters and dog rescues and things like that.
Beautiful. I love that. I love it. And my focus is on the homeless and veterans and low-income people, elderly. So we have we're a good collaboration, we three, huh?
Right?
Yeah, honestly, we really are, and that's awesome if we can support what you're doing, because I know for us, we're so recently on the East Coast right now that, for instance, I have a no-kill shelter in Chicago, Paulus, that is super close to my heart, such awesome.
Wow.
That I volunteered with for years, and Julia's been with Habitat for years, but, we just got out here, so if we can help support what you're doing, that'd be, we'd love to.
And looking into adoption for several years now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We'd love to do anything we can.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think that's wonderful. And listen, the people, they can go to your website there. But now, what if they wanted to contact you both for your causes that you like, Habitat for Humanity and the animal shelters and stuff? If they wanted to jump on board and maybe do a little support for you that way, how would they be able to do that?
We'd love that. So if you go to our website, craftcollaborations.com, if you scroll to the bottom of that first page, you'll see an email address, hello@craftcollaborations.com. If they send that, they'll get both of us, and we'd love nothing more.
Oh, wonderful. So did you hear that, folks?
Yeah.
Tell them again. I wanted to say it again.
No, absolutely.
Bottom of the page, hello. Collaborations.com.
And ours are pretty simple. It's Julia at Craft Collaborations and Chris at Craft Collaborations. We're
beautiful.
Pretty easy folks.
Oh, that's beautiful. You guys are doing a tremendous job. And I look forward to having you on the show again. And you guys are in our hearts and prayers. And we, like I said, I believe in you. And I know that God is blessing your website and the work that you do. And I'm just so proud to know you and to have you on my show. And I want to thank you from my heart and wish you guys all the very, very best.
Hey, honestly,
thank you, Mama Joyce. I wish the same for you.
Honestly, Mama Joyce, this has been awesome. you've been sort of such a strong supporter of ours. It means the world to us, you know, and we probably won't catch you before the holidays. So I know from Julia and I, you know, have an incredible Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We'll be in touch about, you know, anything we can do to help the cause, and thank you so, so much.
Enjoy your
Oh, thank you. Thank you, too. You guys have a safe trip where you're going for Thanksgiving, and I'm excited. And any time you want me to do an update on what's going on or promote, I will, on all my shows for you, every single show, because, like I said, I love you guys and I believe in you. And anything I could do to help, I certainly will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama Joy.
You're so welcome. You guys have a happy, safe Thanksgiving, okay?
You do the same.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, God bless you. Thanks so much,
bye.
Dear. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Bye, Chris. Bye, Julia. Oh, I'm so glad to have them on the show. God bless them. You know, they're wonderful people, and I love what they do. Also, Chaplain Steve, like I said, he probably had to go put out a fire. He's still doing a little bit of the Christian bail bonds, but he's really moving over into the chaplaincy, San Diego workplace chaplains. You know, folks, like I said, this is a show of gratitude and thankfulness. You know, it's a time of year where we really have to be grateful that our nation is free, that we have freedom of speech, and that we can love each other and help each other and learn to forgive. I'm so grateful for being able to read the Word of God every day and apply my life to knowing God and standing on His promises and trying to keep my focus on Him. I'm grateful for my son, Eric, who is a real inspiration to me and an encouragement, and he really is drawing close to the Lord, and just very, very proud of him. And I'm very grateful for what God has given me, a place to live, a roof over my head, food in my cupboards, and storage as well. You know, I mean, he's supplied my needs. That is for certain. My bills are paid, and I praise God. And I had Portia and an anonymous person who gave funds so that I could get tires on my car and keep doing what I'm doing. I'm just so grateful for that. I have so much to be grateful for. And I have my little car, and I have my health, and I just want to say thanks to God and thank Blog Talk Radio for allowing me to do my shows. Really grateful to them. And all the people on Facebook and, you know, and Chris and Julia and Drew and Chris and Chaplain Steve and Portia and all the people listening, Melissa and Jen, you know, all of you out there. I just love you guys so much. I may not mention all of your names, but you know who you are, and I appreciate and love you very, very much. I'm going to go ahead and play this love letter from God, because this is truly, He wants a relationship with us. And then afterwards, I'm going to do a little prayer and then take us out with a beautiful song. So this is for all of you listening, a love letter from God.
The words you are about to experience are true. They will change your life if you let them. For they come from the very heart of God. He loves you, and He is the Father you have been looking for all your life. This is His love letter to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I love that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child?
Beautiful. You know, he really loves us. He really, really loves us. And I want you guys to, who are listening to, hunger and thirst to get to know God, because we're in a world now where we really need him. And his love for us is so evident. He, you know, I feel his presence in my life, and I know he hears our prayers and he answers in his own time and way. We may not understand all of his ways and time, but ultimately he does work it together for our good. I've seen it, you know, I'm a product of that. So I want to take this time to lift up people in prayer, especially our nation and Africa and Paris. and all those who are challenged with the Islamic extremists and ISIS and all that. Heavenly Father God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up our nation to you and our world, and especially Paris and Africa, and all our veterans, all our military and first responders and firefighters and EMS and police and National Guard, all those who protect us, work and put their lives on the line every day selflessly. And I also lift up all the persecuted Christians in our world, and all the people right now, Stephen and Marianne and Jen, and anybody who's having a challenging time right now. God, you know who they are. I may not know their names, but you know who they are. And I ask, Father, that you meet their needs, that you bring healing and restoration and provision, and build a relationship with each and every one of us. Father, I pray for those who need salvation, that you draw them near to you, Father. And I pray for all those who are needing prayers and don't know how to pray. Father, you know what they have need of. You know in their hearts, and they desire a relationship with you. They may not know how to say it or bring it forth, but I'm interceding for them, Father. And I want to thank you also for my church and the church people that I pray with every week, and ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon them. And I pray for my son, Eric, traveling mercy, safe trip home tomorrow. And Lord Jesus, all the people who are going to be traveling, I pray for their safety as well, and health issues, finances, relationships in our nation, our world, and just in our leaders, Father. Please be with us all, Father, and bring love back into the world and stop the hate, Father. I petition you with this, and I ask that you meet every need, and especially for Drew and Chris and Chaplain Steve and Chris and Julia and, you know, all my loved ones, Father God. You know who they are, and my cousins and, you know, my uncle and my sister. I just want to thank you for all of them, and thank you for everything you do and that you have done and that you will do. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I'm going to take us out with this beautiful song, We Are the World. And I just want to give thanks to Blog Talk Radio again for allowing me to do my shows, and all of my precious Facebook family, Blog Talk Radio family. And just love you so much. And special shout out to Lois. I don't know if she listens, but she's a dear schoolmate of mine, and I appreciate her as well. And just God bless you all. Be safe and happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be talking to you soon. God bless.
God's great big family.